This is KCUR 89.3. For many people with diabetes, needles are a blessing and a curse. They make it possible to keep blood sugar levels in check with insulin, but also make injection rituals uncomfortable, even painful. A Kansas City researcher may have found a way to ease their plight. Alex Smith, reporting for KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor, reports that instead of needles, his method involves piercing the skin with light.
This is my exercise in the evening time.
On a busy league night in Raytown Bowling Alley, retired auto worker Raymond Fowler keeps his game up playing alongside his wife and longtime teammates. The 67-year-old former auto worker stays busy in his retirement, but it's not all fun. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and made a lot of changes to his exercise and diet. His condition was severe enough that his doctor said he needed insulin shots. That's one change he had trouble making.
The insulin, it would burn. When you shoot yourself, it would just sting. And so after a while, I went back and talked to my endocrinologist and told her, I can't keep doing this the rest of my life.
Because insulin is a protein, it can't be taken orally in a pill because the body would try to digest it. Instead, many diabetics have to inject it with a syringe or a pin. The routine can be especially complicated for type 1 diabetics who have to test glucose and adjust insulin levels many times a day. In his lab at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Pharmacy, Professor Simon Friedman is working to change how insulin injections work. It's not an area he originally set out to work in.
We were interested in light, actually. It started off with light, and we had quite a few years of developing methods to use light to control other biological processes.
Friedman recently got a grant of nearly $1.5 million from the National Institutes of Health to develop his alternate insulin delivery system. His idea is to create a single injection that would contain lots and lots of individual insulin doses held together in a resin using special molecular bonds that are especially sensitive to light.
They're molecules that do chemistry when you shine light on them. So they're kind of related to the molecules you might find in a recordable CD or a recordable DVD. They undergo photochemistry. Chemistry bonds being made and broken using light.
Light-sensitive bonds have been used in fields like genetics for a few years, but they're new to pharmaceuticals. Here's what Friedman has in mind. A patient would inject the mixture right under the skin and strap an LED light on top of it. When a glucose monitor finds that insulin is needed, the light would shine through the skin and break the link between the resin and the insulin. That would free the drug to enter the bloodstream. And unlike injections spread out over the course of a day, this approach would adjust insulin levels constantly.
That's the nice thing about light control is you can continuously vary light second by second. You can change the intensity of a light. You can change the duration of a light that's exposed. And with that, you can get continuously variable changes in release.
Friedman hopes this method will cut down required injections to once every few days, once a week, or possibly every few weeks.
A number of different considerations to look at.
Mark Perot is a sociology professor who studies quality of life issues for diabetics at Loyola University, Maryland in Baltimore. He says that reducing injections could do a lot to help patients stick with their insulin routines and stay healthy. But he says to get patients on board with the new technology, it has to be simple and streamlined, unlike, say, insulin pumps and inhalable insulin, which haven't really taken off.
Is it complicated or is it easy to use? Because that's going to be one of the main factors that prevents people from making that transition.
The new insulin system may be promising, but Perot sees a couple of wrinkles that may need working out. The light and insulin method is meant to work hand in hand with a constant glucose monitoring system, and that technology isn't quite perfected yet. Even if it is, this would probably have to be worn alongside with the light emitter itself on the outside of the body.
Some people have major concerns about this, not medical concerns, but cosmetic concerns, concerns about body image and so forth. Other people find it difficult to actually wear devices on their skin.
Whatever form it takes, insulin without regular injections can't come soon enough, as far as Raymond Fowler is concerned. Exercise, diet, and oral medications have allowed him to stop taking insulin, but his blood sugar is creeping up again, and now he's facing the possibility of having to start injections all over again. And he confesses he's been putting off some doctor's visits.
That was the reason why at first I didn't want to go back to see her, because I knew she put me back on insulin. And I just couldn't fool with them needles no more.
Dr. Friedman says he'll likely need several more years to perfect the insulin and light technology before it's ready for public use. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.